Hey everybody, this is Encuentro. It is Wednesday. Let's begin with the prayer of Saint Francis. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, make me a means of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. Divine Master, grant that I may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, not so much to be understood but to understand, not so much to be loved but to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in forgiving that we are forgiven, and it is in dying to ourselves that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Today is Wednesday. We are a few days away from the baptism of the Lord, which is this Sunday. Time sure is flying. I would like to dedicate today's Encuentro episode to a really good man, a gentleman, a talented, skilled man, a loving husband, and a good father. He was one of our security officers at the bishop's house. His name is Victor. We all call him Vic. He's a really great guy. He was called back home by the Lord late last night, and we pray for the repose of his soul, just as we pray for comfort and strength for his wife and his only son, as well as his parents who are still alive. And so, Vic, thank you for everything that you have done for all of us, especially, you know, for the bishop, but also for myself. You know, I've only been at the bishop's house for 5 months, but you've been a really great guy. You've been very helpful. You've always been there to, you know, to welcome those who come with donations for the poor, and you've always been thoughtful. May your soul rest in the Lord's peace. Thank you for everything, and until we meet again. Our gospel reading for today is taken from Saint Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 to 52. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, where he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out in the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and they were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "It is I, take heart, don't be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. There's something so fascinating about Jesus, the man. You know, Jesus, of course, is the only begotten Son of God. He is divine, but he's also fully human. And there's something so fascinating about this man, Jesus, that, you know, in many of the gospel passages, not all of them, but in many of them, you know, where there's stories about him and his interactions with people, with his disciples, the beauty of his personality, of his character, it just jumps out. And today's gospel passage is yet another one of those. You know, he had just fed everybody, you know, with the loaves and the fish, if you remember, and the disciples, of course, were the ones who distributed the food, and then afterwards they were the ones who collected the baskets full of leftovers. And there's thousands of people, of course, listening to Jesus. They were tired, if you remember. They were the ones who said to Jesus, you know, everybody looks tired. How about we try to do something to feed them? And so they were busy. You know, Jesus and his disciples were very busy ministering to these people, not just Jesus preaching to them, but feeding them. And so the gospel reading begins by saying that, you know, he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him on the other side. And, you know, he dismissed the crowd, we are told by St. Mark. He must have known that they were tired, you know, that they needed rest, that after all that hard work that they did, they needed some time off. And so, you know, he made them go in the boat. And, you know, he asked the people, he asked the crowd to go home, you know, so that his disciples could now have some time for themselves, let their hair down, rest, enjoy each other's company, you know. And he himself, you know, decided that he needed some time off. And so he took some time off to pray. And interestingly enough, that evening, while the boat was on the sea, all the disciples were on it, and he was on land. You know, he saw them, he saw the disciples. And the gospel passage tells us that they were making headway painfully because the wind was very strong. You know, he was on land, he sees his disciples, they're having a little bit of a rough time because of the wind that was extremely strong. You know, and so he decides to, you know, to walk, to go towards them. And as he did so, you know, we're told he meant to just pass them by. They were terrified. You know, they thought he was a ghost because he was walking on water. It was one of those instances where Jesus was actually walking on the sea, we are told. You know, and they were terrified. And again, you know, he says to them, don't be afraid, it's just me. It's just me. Three times in today's gospel passage, something about Jesus, about his personality, about his character as a man, jumps out. There's a profound thoughtfulness in the guy. You know, the ability to see what others are going through. You know, the ability to put himself in another person's shoes. That's empathy. You know, the ability to feel what the other is feeling. To put ourselves in the other's place. And in the case of Jesus, even to anticipate, you know, the needs of others. We saw that when he fed, you know, the 5,000. He had tremendous compassion for them because they were hungry, they were tired. But after he had done that tremendous work of feeding the 5,000, you know, he didn't lose sight of the fact that the individuals working for him, his disciples, and working with him, could themselves actually be tired. And so, after doing this amazing work, you know, he did this little thing for his disciples. First, he let them go in the boat so that they can rest, you know. And then he noticed that they were having a difficult time with the wind. And so, you know, he walked towards them, probably aiming to, you know, with the aim of just comforting them or consoling them or telling them things are going to be all right. But as he did so, you know, they were terrified. They thought he was a ghost. And again, he goes out of himself and calms them down and comforts them and tell them, you know, take heart, he says. It is I. Do not fear. And then we are told by the passage, he gets into the boat with them. And everything, you know, the wind ceased. The strong winds just ceased. You know, you will know a truly good person, you will know a truly good man, a truly great man, in fact, not because of his accomplishments simply. You know, not just because of the things that he builds, the projects that he creates, the programs that he initiates, you know, the grandiose schemes, you know, that he comes up with. True greatness manifests itself, interestingly enough, in small acts of thoughtfulness, especially towards those individuals who normally, you know, would just fit into the scheme, would normally just fit into the plan, would normally just be part of the program. For Jesus, his disciples, people, were never simply just pieces, you know, in the machinery of his ministry. They were always individuals that he cared for deeply. There was always a thoughtfulness to Jesus, you know, a thoughtfulness for the little guy especially. You know, many years ago, I was in the seminary and I was with a group of friends. I was with a bunch of priests, and we were standing there, and there was the seminarians that passed by. I was talking to priests, and you know, the secretary was there, my secretary was there, and some of the other lay personnel were there, and there were seminarians who passed by. These are great kids. These are great people. As they passed by, you know, they said hello, Father. So they greeted me. And then, you know, they said, hello, Father, Father Valley, my priest friend who was there talking to me. And there was another priest there, and they said hello to him too. And after they had said hello to us priests, they just walked past by. And so I called them. I said, hey, guys, come back here. And I said, I want to ask you something. And they said, they came back, and then you know, they go, oh, what is it, Father? What is it? Everything okay? I said, actually, you know what? No, never. Everything's not okay. And of course, they were wide-eyed and wondering, you know, what they did, you know, how they offended any of us. And they said, but what's going on, Father? I said, you said hello to us, three priests, but you know, you forgot so and so. You forgot to even say hello to them who were standing here. I'm sure you didn't mean any offense or anything, but did you even notice that they were here? And of course, you know, these being good kids, they were so apologetic, and they realized what it was that I was trying to teach them. You know, you will truly know greatness and goodness in the way by which we treat everybody, but most especially individuals who, you know, maybe are lower on, you know, in our minds, in the scheme of things, you know, how do we treat our help? How do we treat, you know, people who are there in the store who sell goods? How do we treat servers at restaurants? You know, how do we treat our personnel in parishes? You know, do we treat them with the same respect that, you know, that we would show, for example, to our superiors, to our bosses, you know, to our formators, to our bishops? Or do we treat them differently because, you know, they're not big persons? Jesus treated everybody with the same respect, with the same kindness, with the same thoughtfulness. You know, with Jesus, everybody was equal. Everybody was the same. Everybody was equally loved. You know? How do we treat individuals? Okay? Especially those who are not higher up on the scheme of things. You know, persons are never simply cogs in the machinery of our plans, of our schemes, of our visions, and our programs. That's easier said than done. Okay? But the fact is, that is the challenge of the gospel. That is the challenge of the life of a disciple. That is the challenge of being an individual, you know, who follows in the footsteps of a man who did not only feed 5,000, but a man who saw to it that every single one of his disciples was taken care of, was provided with what he needs. A man whose thoughtfulness, whose kindness, and whose compassion, and whose empathy is so worth emulating.